From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Pour moi, c'est d'abord une main tendue. Oui, une main
France
tendue.
And Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault is hosting an international conference to promote a two-state solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Delegates from more than 70 countries are attending the Paris meeting. Neither Israeli nor Palestinian representatives are present. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the meeting is futile and rigged against Israel. Delegates to the meeting oppose Israeli settlements in territories claimed by the Palestinians, including East Jerusalem. Monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter Sunday near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 civilians. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called the attack at the Barada Valley town of Deir Kanun a massacre. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 7 civilians were killed, 2 wounded, when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in an eastern border region. The Afghan Interior Ministry says the blast took place in the village of Bargoli in Nangarhar province. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb. The incident happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same area abducted 13 seminary teachers. A spokesman for Gambian President-elect Adama Barrow confirmed Sunday that his inauguration will take place on January 19th, despite incumbent President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down from office. Barrow fled to Senegal, or flew to Senegal, after the West African regional bloc ECOWAS failed to persuade Mr. Jammeh to hand over power when his current 5-year term of office ends. This is VOA News. The president of the Philippines is threatening martial law in his country. Speaking to members of the Chamber of Commerce in the southern city of Davao on Saturday, Rodrigo Duterte said if the war on drugs descends into something he called really, really virulent, then he would declare martial law. The president has pledged to wipe out illegal drugs, and in the first 6 months of his drug crackdown, nearly 6,000 people have been killed by police and vigilantes. The Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus says it is shutting down in May, closing what has been promoted as the greatest show on earth after 146 years. Executives at Feld Entertainment said the circus is closing for a variety of reasons, declining ticket sales after the circus ended its popular display of elephants, changing entertainment tastes, high operating costs, and prolonged battles with animal rights groups. Here is some public reaction.
As soon as we found out the circus was closing, we immediately ran out and got tickets.
I reacted first to the loss of the elephants. I thought the elephants were absolutely wonderful.
We as kids grew up with it. How about the kids that are here today? They're seeing it for probably the one and only time. And it's a shame.
Ringling Brothers has 2 touring circuses and will perform 30 shows in major cities before ending its operations May 21st. Military units Sunday staged a rehearsal for this week's inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th U.S. president Friday at noon as Barack Obama leaves office. Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to crowd into the capital city's National Mall to witness the swearing-in ceremony. They will hear the new president's inaugural address and see his parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. Black Congressman John Lewis set off a political flap when he said Trump is not, in Lewis's words, a legitimate president. The congressman, who gained fame during the civil rights demonstrations of the 1960s, said the election was not legitimate because of the Russian hacking of thousands of emails of Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton. Trump responded, saying Lewis should spend more time working to improve life in his Atlanta, Georgia congressional district rather than, in Trump's words, falsely complaining about election results. Serbia's president says his government is ready to send troops to Kosovo to protect Serbian nationals if necessary. The comment Sunday follows a war of words that erupted between Kosovar and Serbian officials when a train painted with the words Kosovo is Serbia was stopped Saturday from entering Kosovo. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.